KLM Radio. Welcome to the show. Hello and welcome to this week's show. I am your host Luca, joined by my assistants Monty.
Hello.
And Caden.
Yeah.
The issue is, should Minecraft be used to help children in school? The popularity of Minecraft is continuously growing each day, so this issue is a complex and current matter. Some teachers think Minecraft should be used, others believe this game is a distraction.
There's no doubt that Minecraft is thoroughly enjoyed by children. Some teachers think it helps children.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Patterson and I am 39 from Bradford. A high percentage of children are interested in it. I always try and incorporate children's interests into my lessons, whether it be Minecraft, Frozen, X Factor or whatever is current. I want my children to be excited by their lessons as they learn best when fully engaged.
However, others believe it is an unsuitable distraction and not a useful learning tool for hard-working children.
My name is Miss Busto from Nottingham. Minecraft is a distraction to learning and computer games should be used for free playtime only, not as a tool for learning. If children are allowed to play Minecraft in school, they might lose focus of the learning that should be taking place. Also, not all children like Minecraft, so it's not fair on those that don't. In addition, some teachers don't even know what Minecraft is, and teachers always know more than children. Moreover, children these days spend too much time on computer games as it is, and we should not be increasing hours spent staring at a screen. Also, some parents might be unhappy about their children using Minecraft, especially if they then have to buy it at home.
Furthermore, certain children couldn't use it properly.
Hi, I'm Nicole from Spalding. I think it depends on the school and the children. I work in a school for children with OSD, and the cons far outweigh the benefits, as the children have become obsessive over Minecraft but cannot use it in a productive way, as to them they only perceive it as a free choice activity.
On the other hand, when it is used properly, it can help develop useful skills.
I am Leslie Morehouse from Johannesburg, South Africa. It is a way of engaging with students with something that interests them. It can be used to encourage logical thought processes.
Many teachers think children spend enough time on video games, and time in school should be for learning.
Phil Green, a parent, 43, from Davyhulme. Children spend enough time playing Minecraft at home, they should be reading and writing, as that is why they go to school. Steve, a teacher from Dubai. Kids spend enough time on Minecraft as it is. They don't need to spend any more time in their day using it.
In contrast, many teachers around the world see Minecraft as a great tool for children to develop different skills.
Hey, I'm Mr. Barduro, all the way from Nebraska, USA. Students are so intrigued by this app/game. It actively promotes problem solving, critical thinking, and most importantly, creativity. I have seen teachers use it in all sorts of subject areas and hope that more teachers start harnessing the power of this awesome app/game.
After weighing up the evidence, I think we should include Minecraft into some of our lessons, because it can help in maths and inspire creativity. But we want to hear from you. If you disagree, please visit davyhulme.primaryblogger.co.uk and tell us what you think. Thanks for listening, and tune in next week for another edition of the show. KLM Radio. welcome to the show.